This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, Ron Ugly's out. Sean Bajani is in. And I don't know how to compare C.J. Stroud to everybody else around the league. Don't really care to, because we're here in Houston. I care about one team, and that's the Texans. Sean, this is a huge year for C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. The pressure on C.J. Stroud is through the roof. And really doesn't matter what angle you look at this, right? I mean, you can look at it just from his personal angle. Rookie of the year, first year, all kind of promise, you know, like team over was jumped out of dysfunction immediately. So he's just a superstar.
Yeah.
Exceeded expectations in a major way personally and as a team. And then year two, the team as a whole, driven by the defense really all year long. They're consistency all year long. Kind of drove you to a similar space. You can look at it where, hey man, we were a little bit more competitive against the Chiefs this year than we were against the Ravens last year. If that's where you want to see the improvement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who is CJ Stroud? Is CJ Stroud the guy that we saw this year? And look, I understand he was under a lot of pressure, and I get it, but still there's, in the NFL, your great quarterbacks have years where they don't have a great offensive line and they overcome it, where they have to move around more. They have, you know, there's, every year is different. But who is CJ Stroud? Is he the guy that is more Brady-like, like we saw year one to the tune of a rookie of the year? Or is he going to try to be, like Joe Burrow with no protection up front, drive the football down the field, take a ton of hits and not get protected, right? This is a year where I think year three, there's some maturity there. There's 2 years in the league now. There's experience there. The expectations, generally speaking, I think are going to be high.
Yeah.
Right? And then you look, as a team. I mean, you're a 10-win team. You're second round of the playoffs 2 years in a row. The expectations are, you play in a bad division. The expectations are to win the division. And the expectations are to get further in the playoffs than what you did, this past year.
Yes.
And again, it's fair or foul. This is all true. And now you have got your second offensive coordinator, mm-hmm, in 3 years,
mm-hmm,
right? You've got a whole new offense, which I think the terminology is going to be very similar, but you got a different mind that's putting it all together. So there will be a little bit of difference. There will be a little adjustment period for C.J. Stroud. The receiving core, with the exception of Nico Collins, is going to be totally different. There's just a ton of pressure on C.J. Stroud. It's a contract year, by the way, because really what you want to do after you draft a quarterback is after year three is when these guys are starting to cash in.
Yeah.
And they're cashing in the tune of $60 million a year is what Dak has right now, the highest per year. But even look at Josh Allen, people are – look, team-friendly deal. He gave up $5 million. He only got $55 million a year.
6 years, 330,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And you saw his comments, by the way, the other day. He was like – in so many words, didn't want to break the bank. Wanted to make sure they could spend money to, yeah, help me out a little bit.
Yeah, you did a team-friendly deal. You gave up $5 million a year on a $330 million contract. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. But the, you know, the reality of it is for C.J. Stroud, he's either going to make it really, really easy on Nick Caserio and Cal and Hannah McNair to set the market and cash him in, or it's going to be a difficult decision for them.
We might be talking semantics here, but I know you're saying there's a lot of pressure on CJ Stroud.
Yes, absolutely.
I think there's a lot of pressure on CJ Stroud. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I don't know that there's as much pressure on CJ Stroud as I think there is on Nick Haley.
Oh, yeah.
As I think there is on Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach, as I think there is on the offensive line in general, because we know, and then granted, look, you're going into year three with CJ.
Yeah.
But we know from his rookie year what this dude looks like with a pretty solid offensive line and some pretty solid offensive weapons. Yeah. We know what that looks like.
Yeah.
So, like, when you tell me that, hey, boy, there's a ton of pressure on CJ Stroud, I think I know what you're saying, but I might be taking it a little the other direction in that, you know, I don't know that he feels the pressure to, like, have to, like, overperform and prove himself all over again. Like, we know what this guy's capable of. It's, are the Texans going to do right by whom they drafted so highly 2 years ago in their franchise quarterback and put him, you know, behind a really good, respectable, solid offensive line for years to come? That's what we don't know yet.
Well, you're getting to my bigger point here, but like, where I'm going with this is I think the pressure is through the roof on two guys this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trajectory of careers can change for two guys, and that's D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. Like, D'Amico Ryans is a great head coach. There's no doubt about it. D'Amico Ryans is a great defensive mind, one of the best in the game. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Him and Nick have been really good at putting a roster together, with the exception of some of the crap that's going on, really, on the offensive line, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Right? D'Amico Ryans has the chance to jump into, hey, it don't matter if I'm offensive or defensive minded head coach. It don't matter. I'm one of the best head coaches in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if D'Amico Ryans doesn't, if Nick Caley and these guys bomb out, D'Amico Ryans is going to be another really, really good defensive mind that's a good head coach, but could never figure out what the hell was going on the offensive side of the football. And I think his trajectory shifts. Now, I'm not saying he couldn't write that ship down the road, but I think this is a big time year for him, and I think it's a big, like, Nick Caley and the group you're talking about, yes, you are right. There's more, like, livelihood pressure on those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just talking about, like, trajectory of careers. C.J. Stroud could make it real easy for them to break him off $60 million per year. Nobody even thinks twice about it. But if he doesn't play well, if he doesn't handle pressure well, then it's going to be, I know we got our guy, but is this a set-the-market kind of guy? Is this a guy that can go out and win you 12 to 14 games in a regular season? Is he the leader that the greats have been? And to me, it's a make or break year in a sense of making that an easy decision.
We're riding in the same car now.
But to your point, which I think is the bigger point that I was trying to get to here. Nick and D'Amico, Nick Caserio, I'm talking about.
Yep.
And D'Amico Ryans. They simply cannot do this to this kid. They can't do what they're doing right now to this kid in a year when the pressure, again, whether you're talking about winning and losing, or you're talking about contract year, you're talking about just staying upright and playing the best brand of football you can at quarterback. Nick and D'Amico simply cannot do this to this kid, what we're looking at right now. This cannot be the answer at the offensive line position. And by the way, the offensive line position right now, with the condition that it's in, you're not just one first round draft pick away from being better.
They're all
you're not. You know it's not, D'Amico. You've got to go get a plug and play veteran offensive lineman, particularly on the interior of the offensive line. You've got to get that, and then on top of that, use one of your premium draft picks to get this offensive line right. If you're really going to do right, like if you're going to do what every decision maker in the organization has said since the season was over,
mm-hmm.
We got to fix this offensive line, this pass protection problem. We got to do it from the inside out. If you're going to do that, if you're going to make the Laremy Tunsil move make sense,
uh-huh.
If you're going to do right by CJ Stroud, this ain't it.
My first thought whenever the Tunsil deal went down is, okay, what'd they get? Like the 2, 3, 4, and a 7, right?
Yes.
2 this year, 2 next year. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. That better have been exactly what Nick Caserio thought he was going to get whenever he was searching for weeks, according to reports, to find the right deal that made sense for them. That better be exactly, if not right. a slightly better pick yeah. than what he thought he was going to get in return, because I thought it was a really interesting time to go ahead and make a serious overhaul. Like, again, you don't have one player on that offensive line that you feel fully confident in on where they're even going to play. You might like Titus. You might like what he has as a right tackle, maybe in a little bit what he showed you at left guard this past year, and even 4 years ago whenever he played left tackle before. But you don't know where he's yeah. going to play. And so that is a very curious type of decision that Nick Caserio and DeMeco Ryans and Nick Haley and Cole Popovich, I think yeah. all of them had to sign off on this situation to do at this point in time.
Well, I mean, look, they're the ones that are paid the millions of dollars to figure this kind of stuff out. But I just know right now where this offensive line sits, it's criminal to do that to CJ Stroud. Right. I mean, it just is. It's that forget about the winning and losing and trading Laramie and getting better and this and that and all the comments you've made. It would be criminal to start a season, go to training camp with this offensive line. And I know they're not going to go with this particular offensive line, but I know they're going to make some level of ads. But again, you're a first round pick is not going to make, even if that first round pick hits and he plays well, you're not going to be better than you were last year.
But who's that first round pick and who's that TBD? You know, free agent, or who's that TBD yeah. guy that you need in the trade market? Because if their level of play match your level and most people's level of confidence in this offensive yeah. line right now, mm-hmm. heads might roll.
Yeah.
Maybe one head. You know, I don't know where you feel what you feel about this, but to me, it's not. I know Nick Caserio's done some really good things in the draft, but he's a general manager. And I know DeMeco Ryans has final say, but this is his, you know, architectural design, what he's doing this offseason. If this fails and fails miserably and CJ gets put on his ass 45, 55 times again next year and your offense is and your team is significantly worse because of it, yep. whose fault is that? I mean, yes, DeMeco's culpable. So is Nick Caserio, and so is Nick Haley, and so is
right.
Cole Popovich yeah. to some degree. And at what point, like, if you squander a pivotal third year of this organization and your quarterback, then...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And what's the accountability factor?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
my
man,
question.
I'm just telling you, man, the pressure is through the roof on CJ Stroud to play well and make strides in the right direction and take this team to the next level. And if he's asked to do it with a subpar offensive line again, I think it would be borderline criminal, man. And this, here's the deal. Nick, as you mentioned, Nick's made some really good moves. It seems like they're overthinking this particular situation.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.